What's up, friends, family, acquaintances, fellow Americans? What's going on? I made an episode yesterday, kind of just recapping what was going on, you know, in the last few weeks. You know, because it's something that it needs to be talked about, right? Between riots, looting, COVID, the election, I wanted to voice my opinion on it. That's why I have this podcast, you know, to begin with. But like I said yesterday, I've been wrapped up in my own shit, in studying and working, you know, so I kind of put it on the back burner, but I have far too many things to say for me to just stay quiet. I'm suspended from Facebook, from both of my Facebooks, actually. One's 30 days, one will be up in, I don't know, 24 hours, 20 hours. Twitter, I get flagged for every other comment I make. Instagram, they take down half of my comments. I'm not saying I'm silenced the way Gavin McInnes is silenced, but that's only because I don't have a fraction of his following and the impact he could make. You know? But I want to focus this episode. It's probably going to be like, I don't know, between a half hour and hour episode. I don't want to bore people. But I really wanted to take the time out and talk about Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and a civil war. Okay? Now, I said this around a year ago to one of my best friends. I said, listen, things are getting bad. We're very divided. Because Antifa has been a thing for a long time. You know, I mean, they really started to get on the board a few years ago with Ferguson and all that shit. And I told my boy, I was like, listen, man, get your guns. You know, socialism is knocking on the door, I'm telling you. You know, I was adamant, but I wasn't like going crazy. I told him, listen, just because it's not happening now doesn't mean it won't happen. And he said, nah, listen, man, it's just a small fringe of people. They don't have the power. They don't have the voice. They don't have the numbers. There's way too many good people in America for that to happen. There's laws. I said, okay, you'll see. You'll see. And I said, you know, you could look at it like that and give yourself comfort, you know. Say, it's not going to happen to me, even though history tells you that it will fucking happen. I get it. But that's not who I am. See, I'm not about, you know, instilling fear in people, using fear as a tactic. I don't like that, but I'm about being real and honest. And fast forward a year to around now, Antifa is a socialist organization. They're not an idea. They are an organization. They are purely communist and socialist. I would say 99.9% of their members are straight up communist, socialist, Marxist. Admittingly, it's not a theory. It's not what we call them. They call themselves socialists, including AOC, that feckless twat. Right? So, the last 4 or 5 months, 130-something days straight of riots, of looting, murder, assault, property damage. Billions and billions of dollars. And yes, BLM is lumped right in the middle of that shit because BLM and Antifa, they go hand in hand. They got the same ideology. They're both Marxists and communists and socialists. They both hate white people, even though a lot of them are white. They like that... Was that ethnomasochism, where they hate themselves, they hate their race, And what they're doing now, I heard this on Tim Pool, and I heard it from a bunch of other sources, that now Antifa is going to people's homes in the suburbs. This is what they're doing. They promised it. People said, it's not going to happen. It's fucking happening. It's happening. And this is exactly why I say, never, ever tell yourself, it's not going to happen to me. It's not going to happen to us. It's not going to happen to my family. Because that's when you let your guard down. And before you know it, you're waking up at 2 a.m. to fucking people throwing shit through your window, to a mob of fucking 30, 40 mentally retarded anarchists and socialists threatening to burn your house down. This isn't just a fringe thing that happened once. It's happening all over the place, and they will not fucking hesitate to come to your home, especially if you have an American flag. Because now what they're doing is they're going to people's homes, they're pulling down their American flags, and they're burning. And then they're labeling that house as a Nazi house. Think about how fucking mentally retarded these people are. And I'm not using that word lightly or jokingly. I truly, from the bottom of my heart, believe that these people are mentally ill. They're severely disturbed, lonely, familyless scumbags. That, you know, the saying, misery loves company? That is them. They are so miserable. They hate their lives so much. They resent the fact that they never had a good family, that they never had friends, and they see conservatives and patriots living great lives with family values, with friends, with fun, enjoyment, laughter, life, and they want to bring those conservatives down to their level. They say, if I'm not going to be happy, then nobody else I'm going to come in contact with is allowed to be happy too. And if you are, I'm going to make sure that you live in fear for the rest of your fucking life. I'm not just coming up with this shit on the whim. I'm not just imagining it and coming up with a theory. Their actions prove everything I'm saying. 1,000%. And it's, you could say it's funny, and yeah, it's funny because when you watch these people in action, how sick they are. I mean, there was a video I saw on Gavin McInnes' show, I'll Get Off My Lawn. They started to fight each other. Like, this one guy was recording Antifa fucking with some building in Portland or Seattle, I'm not sure. And one of these Antifa scumbags go up to the kid and knock him out. Knock his teeth out. Broke his fucking teeth, literally. It was a good punch, too. And turns out the guy recording it was on their side. He was an Antifa guy. And they're all in fight. And then the medics come. These fake medics. These LARPing medics. Right? And they're like, they're pretending to take care of him and all this shit. And then he's like, the guy who punched him was like, the cameras are police or some shit like that. Recording is police. I don't know. And the guy who was punched kept asking people, who is this guy? Could someone show me him? And you hear somebody say, I'm paraphrasing, something along the lines of, a comrade is not a comrade if they rat somebody out or some shit like that. So they're LARPing. They really think that they are comrades, that they are these socialist revolutionaries. Let me tell you something. All you need to do is watch these videos. You are going to laugh. It's going to be like a comedy. It's going to be like an SNL sketch. I'm telling you, it's the funniest thing. The only thing scary about them is how dangerously stupid they are. They are dangerously stupid. I mean, these people are trying to burn down police buildings. Okay? Think about that. They tried to blow up a gas station in Kenosha. Think about how fucking stupid you have to be to try to blow up a gas station and do it the way that they were trying to do it. They were trying to push a dumpster full of fire, a dumpster fire, literally, push it into a gas station. Now, in order for you to not be fucking blown into smithereens and not be vaporized, you gotta be pretty far away from that. And I'm sorry if you got five guys pushing a dumpster fire and trying to push it into a gas station, you're not going to be too far away by the time it makes contact with it. So they're dangerously stupid, and that's why it's a little scary. Other than that, they have no common sense whatsoever. I mean, the fact that the two scumbags who were shot and killed by Kyle Rittenhouse, they tried to grab his gun. Common sense tells anybody with a half brain, it doesn't matter what the situation is, if someone has a gun, you don't try to grab the barrel. You don't try to grab the gun, period. Like, that's some... It blew my mind that that was even a thing. Like, are you... we're going to feel bad for this kid? He tried to... Baltimore tried to grab a rifle from a kid. What the fuck? How do you not expect to have your fucking face blown off of your shoulders? It doesn't make sense. But they are sick. They're not good people. I don't like saying that. I never did. I don't like calling somebody a horrible person, a bad human being. I don't like saying that. But honestly, I mean, these aren't fucking 13-year-old kids. These are 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, even 40-year-olds. These people been through life. There is no excuse for not knowing right from wrong. So that means they are overtly making the decision to be scumbags. Therefore, I really think that these are bad people. They are not good people. They're evil. We all seen the video. Actually, I lied. We haven't all seen the video because the media refuses to put the videos that actually expose them. I seen, and plenty of people seen, the videos of Antifa harassing an old couple. I'm talking 80 and 90-year-old couple with walkers trying to cross the street, standing in front of them, screaming at them, calling them Nazis, getting in their faces. In a normal first world country, in a normal society, there are two types of people that are always off limits no matter what. That is babies and children and the elderly. And it seems to me that the left, Antifa, and the Democrat Party, they go after those two people the most. They advocate for late term and afterbirth abortions, right? Millions and millions of babies are being murdered a year. And these dumb women literally are proud of it. They have t-shirts now. Yay, I had an abortion. You're bragging about taking a life, right? And they're advocating for more. And then you have Antifa harassing old people. Not only that instance when they were in the street trying to cross, you have Antifa attacking old people's homes. This poor old 90-year-old woman was shaking because everybody else left the apartment complex except for her because she was an old lady. And she heard all this shit going on. Windows breaking, screaming, fireworks, you name it. This poor woman was scared shit. So that clears everything up. Now I know that these are bad people. And they do not belong in American society at all. They belong in Nazi Germany. They belong in Venezuela, in the USSR. All these communist socialist scumbag nations, that's where they belong. But for some reason, they never leave. All these people that hate America so much and wanted to be socialist and communist, they never leave. The beauty about America is you could leave. But if this was a socialist and communist country, whether you like it or not, you can't leave. Look at the poor people in fucking Cuba. There are hundreds of thousands of Cuban immigrants that escaped from Cuba to come to America. And they seeked asylum because it was a genuine, they were genuinely persecuted. But in America, you don't have to fucking ask anybody to leave. If you don't like America no more, and you have every right to not like this country, that's another thing. You don't have the right to dislike Venezuela or Cuba. You don't have that right. And you can't leave. But you could leave America if you want. And they just don't leave. Because they know 1,000% that this is the greatest country in world history by a long shot. But they hate admitting it because that means their whole movement is done. It collapses. It's over. So they're getting worse. The riots are not stopping. And I'm telling you right now, and I do not want this, man. I want peace and harmony. I really do. I'm tired of this division. I'm tired of this racial division. It's so ridiculous and unnecessary. It's based on a hoax. There's nothing more. Like, I picture America being, listen, we all come from different walks of life, right? You're black. I'm Italian. You're Asian. We all have different cultures. But when we came here, regardless of whether it was through a slave trade or voluntarily or fleeing an oppressive regime, we brought our culture with us, but, and I'm talking about our ancestors, but our ancestors made it a point to assimilate to American culture first. And then all the other little things, the subcultural things in that come from our countries, we bring our food, our language, you know. And so these people that raised us, they taught us these American values. But to never forget where you came from and always acknowledge your original culture, okay? I'm a proud Italian American. America always comes first, because if I was born and raised in Italy, my life would not nearly be as good. Not even close. Who knows if I was even born? Because my ancestors, they left Italy under Mussolini. There were plenty of Italians that were killed. That was a fascist regime. So, even though we all come from different walks of life, we all have different cultures, right? We all come together as Americans, adopting American culture. And we should all be getting along, because we should all understand that, listen, even though we come from different places, we are all equally privileged as fuck to be Americans. There's nothing more than I want to be able to live in peace and harmony with black people or with Asians. Like, I don't give a fuck what color you are. As long as you're not threatening my family's life or my life, destroying my community, and providing some kind of value to this country, I love you. I really do. Like, I don't care. There are plenty of white people that I can't fucking stand. They hate this country. They are not good people. They don't provide anything. They suck the country dry. I don't like them. Same goal for blacks. Same goal for Asian or Spanish. But if you love this country, we don't have to see eye to eye on everything, but there should be a common belief that America is the best country in the world, and we are all very, very, very privileged and lucky to be here. And if we all had that, at least that same basis of thought and belief, we could all get along. We don't all have to think the same. Imagine how weird that would be if everyone in this country thought exactly the same. I would fucking hate that. Arguing is one of the biggest parts of my life. I love arguing. I love disagreeing. Because tell me how satisfying it is after arguing with somebody for so long, you finally find common ground with something. That's one of the greatest feelings in the world. It really is. I mean, that's so underrated. There's a friend of yours. Like, I had a friend like this that we disagreed on everything. Politics, everything. Even our fucking favorite baseball teams. He liked the Mets. I'm a Yankee fan. We disagreed on so many fucking things. But when we finally found common ground on something, I was like, oh, thank God. And we both were relieved, and we should. All right. You know what? We could agree on this. That's all right. I'm good with that. And it's a great feeling. But when we all have a totally different way of thinking, where I love the country I live in and I'm thankful, and you hate it, and you think that it's a racist country, we don't have anything in common. We just don't. Because that's the basis of my beliefs. No matter what, I believe that we are able to have this conversation because of America. And if you don't believe that, how could I agree with you on anything? Every argument, every belief system has a basis, has a support. You know what I mean? And I believe that all Americans should feel that way. You have every right to not, right? And I would never infringe on that right, because that's the beauty of America. But you would think that if you live here, if you enjoy the benefits of living here, and you still hate it, and you still push this rhetoric and this narrative that America was never good, it's a terrible racist country, it's built on slavery and bigotry, and capitalism is the worst, and blah, 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 and it was built for white people only. I don't even know where to start with you. Then now I have to work on trying to prove to you that you're wrong. And there's nothing I can fall back on where we can agree on something. Because once you have a different belief system about America, everything else falls apart. There's nowhere I could go where we could believe in something similar. Nothing. And that's why I believe that a civil war is... Listen, we're playing around with this civil war thing, and it's not a good idea. It's really not. Part of me says maybe this country really needs it. I understand that theory. I really do, and in a way, I believe that. You know, but here's the thing about that. I think that the country, in order for a real civil war to happen, I think that it needs to get 100 times worse before we even reach that level. Because as crazy as shit is right now, as upside down we may seem, and we are in a lot of ways, we are nowhere near the point of no return and the point of just flat out hot civil war. I think that's... A civil war doesn't happen in these times right now. It just doesn't. It could. It could get much worse, and it's bad. This America has not been this bad. I don't even know if ever. I mean, think about it. Even during civil rights, I mean, it wasn't like this. The Civil War, the first one, maybe. Okay, fine. But there were two main ideologies. There was the North, which wanted to preserve the Union, and they wanted to get rid of slavery. And then you had the South that wanted to secede from the Union and keep slavery. So those are two pretty defined stances, you know, positions. But this, like, what are the positions? Like, is it patriots versus socialists? Capitalists versus communists? You don't know. Like, it's not cut and dry the way that the Civil War was. And the Civil War was much more in-depth than what I said, but that was kind of the basis around it. That was, like, the support of it. What is the basis now that, fuck the cops? You're going to lose that because you don't have any ground on that. I mean, the majority, overwhelming majority of America do not want to get rid of cops, and we love cops. Understand? What are the two main sides of this potential civil war? You know, the only thing I could think of is patriots who love America, who love capitalism, who are in favor of the nuclear family and morals and values and religion. And you have the other side that hates America, thinks capitalism is evil, and communism and socialism is the only way. They hate the police. They do not want law and order. They want anarchy. And they don't believe in God. But here's the problem. You have plenty of conservatives that don't believe in God. I don't understand. So that's why I think that a hot civil war is not, I don't think it's likely right now. I really don't. I'm not saying that it won't happen, and there's definitely potential. I mean, listen, it's getting worse. It's not getting better. That's the problem. It's not getting better. And we have an election coming up that all of this chaos is rooted from Donald Trump. So if Trump gets in, which I'm praying to God he does, then there's going to be some... my prediction is there is going to be crazy shit going on. It's going to be worse than we've ever seen. Because that is what it all stems from. These people all just purely have some sick, demented, violent hatred for Donald Trump. Like, it is fucking pronounced. It is fucking loud, man. It comes from the gut. So if he gets elected again, do you think that the riots are going to end? Do you really think that things are going to get better, or, you know, they're going to be like, oh, well, that's it. There's no reason to riot no more. No, no, we saw it doesn't matter what the outcome is. They're going to continue rioting regardless. It's just going to be worse when Donald Trump gets reelected. So that's, I guess there is a potential for it. I'll never rule it out, but I believe that we are deep into a culture war, a cultural civil war, 1,000%. You know, it's kind of like a cold civil war. I'm pretty sure, what's his name? Tim Pool coined that, which I get. And I believe it 1,000%. We are in the middle of a straight up culture war. And it's just, I don't know, man. I think that patriots and America lovers, we really got to step it up, man. I'm not saying to go out there and fight and cause chaos and beat people up and shit. No, I'm not. Like, that's not what I'm about. I don't like violence. But we can't just let these fucking people... Listen, the police are not doing anything about it. The police are told to stand down to the riots, and they back away. I don't know if I was a cop. I don't know if I would just back away like that. I really don't. Just like how I don't think that I would fucking arrest people for not wearing masks, even if my captain told me to. I don't think I would do it. I would say, you know what, fuck you. I'll just pretend I didn't see it. There is no fucking way that I'm going to do that. That goes against what I signed up for. I signed up for the police department to hold up the Constitution, to abide by the Constitution. And that is unconstitutional. So to the cops that are doing that, to the cops that are arresting fucking people not wearing masks, right? What are you doing? You're not a cop no more. You're a fucking propaganda machine. You're a fucking tool from the left, for the left. Like, that's not, you know? And you could say, oh, but they, you know, they can't afford to get fired. They got families. I get that. But, like, listen, man, you got to fucking really think it out. I don't think I would be able to do it. I really don't. I know for a fact I wouldn't. I know for a fact there's no way that I would be making an arrest for that. There's no way. I'd get fired. I would honestly get fired, and I would raise fucking hell. If you think that I'm going to get fired for something like that and just say, okay, you know what, I'm fired and accept it, fuck you. You better motherfucking believe that I am bringing everybody down with me. I will sue the world. I'll literally sue the world. So, I think if it keeps going the direction that it's going, I think a civil war is definitely going to happen. But that's if patriots stay silent, right? If we keep standing up, and I can see it, we're starting to stand up more to people, I think that it's going to be diffused. But it could happen. It could. There's no reason why it won't. You have these governors. See, what people fail to realize is that governors are just as important, if not more important, than the president. And the fact that the voter turnout for these local elections and the governor are so fucking low scares me, because that's what affects your life the most. And I'm guilty of that too. Up until a few months ago, I realized, like, I mean, I always voted, but I never really gave it thought. And the next cycle for local, I'm going to be very involved. I'm lucky because where I live is a very conservative part of Jersey. It really is. And Staten Island as well. But first of all, from De Blasio in the 2018 or 17 mayor election for New York City, I think the voter turnout was 1 million. There are almost 9 million people living in New York City. That's sick. That's very fucking low. But conservatives didn't come out. And there are conservatives in New York City. Don't get me wrong. There are. Trust me. Majority of blue-collar, lower-middle-class people, neighborhoods, most of them are conservatives. The Italian community is almost 100% conservative. That's why Staten Island and Southern Brooklyn is still red. The Irish neighborhoods, definitely conservative. The Russian neighborhoods, conservative. Now the Orthodox and Hasidic Jews, they're conservative. It's Manhattan that's the problem. And the Bronx, because the blacks and the Puerto Ricans, they are the liberals and the Democrats' pets. But they're starting to real. I'm telling you, I'm jumping all over the place. I'm about to end this, but you are all going to be shocked as shit when you see the turnout for black people voting for Donald Trump. You're going to see it. And it's going to fucking shake you in your boots. And it's going to scare the fuck out of Democrats. And then you're going to see the true racism of the left come out. Because the left hasn't had, they haven't had to show that because blacks have been beneficial to them. But once black people are no longer beneficial to them and now hurting them, you're going to see true and pure racism. Because once they become useless to you, that's it. They have no problem. They have no problem throwing you to the curb, being overtly racist and everything. It's going to be all exposed. So, I hope to God that Trump wins. I really do. But conservatives, we got to stand our ground. We got to stand our ground. Get your gun licenses. Don't be irresponsible. Be smart. You know, don't be stupid. Don't look for fights. You're never going to win that. That's not what we do. We were all taught to respect the law, to respect our fellow man, and to never start a fight, but always finish it. Don't back down. Don't be afraid. But don't go looking for a fight. Because that's when shit happens, and that's when you go to jail, and that's when you look like the bad guy. There's no reason for it. Just stand your ground. That's all I got to say. All right. Hope you guys have a good weekend. I'm sitting in traffic on the Verrazano Bridge. I'm going to jump off. And that's it. I'll see you guys on Monday.